Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
As we launch into the third hour of the program, you're invited to join us here at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Coming up, some naughty police behavior. But right now, we are going to finish up the seven things that liberty-minded folks allegedly don't understand, according to one of the authors over at Raw Story. And, Mark, let's jump into number seven. It's Ian, Conan, and Mark in the studio. We just scratched the surface of number seven.
Free trade.
Yeah.
That's right. So this one's really straightforward, says the author, Greta. So-called free trade policies have a horrible effect on human rights, both in the United States and overseas. They let corporations... It's bolded. I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. She bolded the word. Hire labor in countries where labor laws about minimum wage, workplace safety, working hours, child labor are weak to non-existent. They let corporations hire labor in countries where they can pay children as young as 5 years old less than a dollar a day to work 12 or even 16 hours a day. I don't know. Conan, you had a five-year-old.
I had a five-year-old.
Yeah, at one point, your daughter was five.
And she was working.
I had at one point, my seven-year-old son was five. And what did work look like for this five-year-old of yours?
Well, it was hard, of course, because kids are stubborn and they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, I don't want a labor force full of five-year-olds.
But washing dishes.
Really?
Oh, you better believe it.
Man, I can't even... My seven-year-old, I barely trust him to take one to the counter.
Raking leaves.
Man.
Maybe taking the trash out, too.
If I ever run a sweatshop, you are my man.
Well, I've always said on my show that I would love to have a bunch of little immigrant kids who I can take care of and call my own and have them living down in my basement with their nimble little fingers putting things together, you know, sewing or stitching or doing whatever, putting shoes together. These kids are great, man.
It must be my kid that can't do labor because I don't think, the most I could get out of my son to do at 5 years old was we were still working on how to pull the garbage out of the garbage can. That's it. Getting the garbage
but
bag.
But you're Dictator Mark. Were you wearing your crown at the time?
He doesn't care anything about it. My crown.
Well, maybe he wouldn't, but the crown would give you the power that you needed to stand up to these pesky kids.
He knows daddy's full of it.
Put them in their place. But hey, and what would happen? So she says these poor kids only getting paid $1 an hour. But what happens when you take these include minimum wage laws? What happened to these poor kids? What's the first thing that happens?
They have to go to school and rather than work.
School? What schools? They are sent out to the streets to make money for their family.
Okay, to steal the tourist wallets.
Yeah, either that or they're turning little kid whores.
Boring. Yeah.
This is the suggestion here is that somehow this happened here in the United States, right? Like. Children had jobs here in the United States at some point in the past.
Child labor.
There were, much more lax regulations. Back in the Gilded Age, they didn't really have much for regulations at all. When worker salaries doubled inside of a two-decade period, the largest increase of worker salary ever in recorded history, that time frame we're talking about, the U.S. economy hadn't matured yet, right? And that's what you're trying to deny to foreign countries. You're saying, well, you're going to have air condititioning, and you got to have American with Disability Act ramps, and you got to have minimum wage, and you have to have a break every 2 hours.
Handicap bathrooms.
Yeah, all these things disadvantage that marketplace from competing with the United States. Because
care about poor people.
If you care about poor people, you'll let them contract for their labor on their own without you getting involved.
So, but she's kind of right about this in that the free trade stuff isn't free trade at all. I mean, it's regulation. There's no free trade out there. Any kind of regulatory structure that passes with the label free trade on it, you know it's BS. Anything that's more than there shall be no tariffs is not free trade.
Yeah, if you aren't working out of your garage and hiring your neighbor's kids to do whatever, it's not free trade at all. The first thing you have to do to start a business is to get a business permit and jump through all their hoops and tell them who you're hiring and fill out IRS forms and the whole nine. It's from the get-go. It's just pain and suffering.
Well, right, and that's locally, but I meant on the international scene as well. Like there's no free trade out there.
There's not, but where did she make? She didn't make that claim. She made a claim that free trade is an idea that is bad, Ian. She's not claiming that that there is free trade. She's claiming that the idea of free trade is horrifying because we can see what happens when there's a modicum of free trade, an amount of free trade in the marketplace. Place that, you know, workers in other countries compete by having, you know, child labor and minimum wage, no minimum wage, and a variety of things. Americans can't compete with this. We have to have all the same rules for everybody everywhere. That's why poor people and dirt farmers in foreign countries never get a chance to compete against the U.S.
Huh. Okay, I thought she was saying that what we have today is free trade, and that's why we have, you know, these bad working conditions.
She's saying, I'll reread it.
Yeah, please.
But I don't think that...
I think he's saying if we were to revert to what is going on in third world countries, like, for example, child labor and whatnot, then we would be in the same boat. Like, we've come up so far that we could, you know, the last thing in the world we want to do is to revert back to third world conditions. But you know what? We were talking about our children, Mark. And I just sent mine off into the world last year, but good God, 15 years old, 14, 15, 16, this kid could not find a job. She wanted a job.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's all she wanted to do was to make her mark and to go out in the world and get a job and pay her way. She couldn't get one. And you know who you have to blame for that crap? Minimum wage.
Whoever wrote the minimum wage laws. Because she couldn't compete in this marketplace against 25-year-olds who are working for minimum wage trying to pay for their kids and, you know, a variety of other things they did because, well, the government's fiscal policies fell apart and we had this economic downturn.
Yeah, is a 14-year-old worth $8.50 an hour? Just starting
up
off
to a business. I have no idea if they're worth that.
They have absolutely no job experience. They haven't proven themselves. They don't have a job history that some employer can look at and say, oh, look, you got fired from your last three jobs or you got recommendations from your last two jobs. I mean, they don't have anything to go on except a 14-year-old. And who are they going to hire if they've got three other candidates that are over 20? They're not hiring the 14-year-old who, by the way, would probably be a great mopper or a great dishwasher if they were only $5 an hour.
If
that would be great.
All right, so Mark, I'm looking at
the
article here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. She does say the so-called free trade policies have a horrible effect on human rights.
And that would include, like, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement,
right,
which isn't free at all. It's thousands of pages of regulations.
But I still feel like your argument is specious. You're right in what you say, and that she doesn't like those agreements. But the argument's specious because this lady hates the idea of free trade.
Oh, no, I'm with you there. Look, she's been absolutely right about a lot of the problems that she's been identifying throughout this entire article. The plight of the poor, you know, she has outlined it, I think, in a lot of ways very accurately. It's just that she believes a fundamental difference between our beliefs and hers. Her belief is that the government can solve these problems, that more government is the answer to help the poor, and our belief is that it's actually less of the state, less state involvement.
They are the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is shown clearly by this next statement. Again, this is not a bug. It's a feature. The whole damn point of free trade is by reducing labor costs to practically nothing, it provides cheap consumer products to American consumers and funnels huge profits to already obscenely rich corporations again. It always decimates blue-collar employment in the United States, and it feeds human rights abuses around the world. Thank you, fiscal conservatism. wait a second, do you know why people in third world countries work in factories in these substandard factory conditions?
To make their lives better, Mark.
It's the best option.
It's the best option. It stinks being a dirt farmer in Bangladesh. That's the reason. It is marginally a better idea to be a factory worker than it is to be a dirt farmer. These are the choices that our ancestors made in the 19th century here in the United States, and you shouldn't take those choices away from poor people just because you think you know better, Greta.
And I think that wraps up our list. We'll continue here with some bad cops. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. They're picking on Snoop Dogg. The police explorers are getting molested. It's not looking good for the cops. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here on the radio at 855-453-855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here, courtesy of his program, which is Black Sheep Rising. And I know you just recorded, was it this past weekend, Conan?
Or every, the last Sunday of every month, we put out a two to three hour podcast slash vodcast.
So you recorded 2 weeks ago then?
1 week ago.
But not this past weekend, it was a weekend prior to that.
True that.
So the video is available now if you go to blacksheeprising.org.
That's right.
And, of course, you also broadcast it on the local cable access channel.
If you live in the area, you can get it right there on Channel 8. The old people love us.
But most people are watching online, I would imagine. And Black Sheep Rising is what?
Well, we're a late-night variety program. Well, we've been a late-night. Old Daryl, you guys have hired him on as, I guess, a studio producer type.
It's a temporary role.
Kind of watches.
Trying him out.
Yeah, so seeing how that works. Well, it really messed my Sunday. Was it Saturday, Sunday? Yeah, my last Sunday was right there in the middle of the day. The sunlight was still coming in.
So you'd never recorded during the day before?
Well, at Porkfest we did. But that was all right because that was we were in that mood.
Right.
But usually it's a late night variety program, and we get libertarians here in the area. Libertarians slash voluntary. I guess we can't call ourselves libertarians anymore because Greta. Thank you, Greta. but yeah, we get the freedom loving people here in the area. We get on and we talk about stuff that's happened in the area. Things in news. It's very similar to Free Talk Live, except we can cuss and we can drink and we can just go right off and just right off the rails. We drive that train off the rails as often as we can.
It's a great show.
Daryl is a very, upstanding, stoic kind of guy during the week. And he lets it all loose during the weekends because he's got to let all that pent-up energy out somehow or another. He does it on my show.
Black Sheep Rising, which you can go to blacksheeprising.org. How many years now? Three?
About 3 years, yeah.
About 3 years.
Well, we started as Shire TV, and so I guess you might be to add on that as well. A lot of the same
was Free TV became Shire TV.
Became Black Sheep Rising.
It's very cool. Blacksheeprising.org. Go check out more Conan. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, naughty police officer. Not just any old police officer, the police chief.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if he was the police chief at the time, but he is now in Canterbury, New Hampshire. The story is fresh from WMUR, which is the ABC News TV station here in New Hampshire. Canterbury police chief has been arrested on a charge of aggravated felonious sexual assault, according to the Attorney General's office Tuesday. Authorities said that between January 1st of 1999 and August 3rd of 2000, John LaRoche, who's now 44, so he was maybe about 30 years old at the time, assaulted a woman near the boat ramp in Boscawen. Officials said the victim was 16 or 17 years old and was not his legally married spouse at the time of the assault. LaRoche was a Boscawen police officer who oversaw the Boscawen Police Explorer program at the time of the alleged assault, say the authorities. The victim, meanwhile, was a police explorer in said program.
All right, wait. And what is a police explorer, Ian?
Teenagers who are on the track of possibly becoming police officers.
Like little teenager police interns.
Basically, yeah. They'll ride around with the police. They'll assist with... You know, they can't arrest somebody or whatever, but they're kind of there to help out in whatever ways.
I wonder what Greta thinks about police interns that probably don't get paid.
Yeah, I think these are just groupies, more or less. They just kind of hang out and learn stuff.
Yeah, I
guess groupie is
that. I don't know how.
Not much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many of them are groupies as opposed to people who are genuinely interested in becoming police. I think they're mostly the latter, people who
wannabes,
just,
I guess would be the term. They want to be a police officer.
I mean, they're training for it. They're on the track towards becoming a cop.
Is this maybe a school program?
Think of it like ROTC, the program that you see in all these high schools with the kids in the military uniforms.
ROTC.
ROTC. This is the ROTC for the police. When you're in ROTC, you haven't signed up for the military yet, but boy, are they going to pressure you real hard to do that. That's sort of the whole point of the ROTC program, is to get these young people on a track to join the military, to get them involved in all things military or as much as they possibly legally can. And that's the same thing here with the Police Explorers program. And what do you know? one of the guys here. In this case, he is now the chief. At that time, he was an officer in charge of the Police Explorers program. Gee, what a surprise. Somebody who's interested in sex with young people is working in a role where he's working with young people. That's what his job was there. Now, was she actually assaulted?
How old are we talking about here?
16 or 17. I don't think they let the explorers in much earlier than that, but I could be wrong.
I'm not supporting this, but when you have 16-year-old young ladies who like the idea of police officers,
there's young males
out,
as well.
I don't think it's just police officers. I think it's men in authority.
Right. Well, I think that it's the uniform, right? Like, they like the police uniform. Okay. And there's young men there, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this isn't what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the majority of police officers probably that are running this program, male, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they're all straight.
The majority
males.
Of people in America, heterosexual.
Yeah.
I'm talking in generalities here.
Yeah, sure.
So therefore, if you let, uniform-liking young ladies...
Don't think there's no hanky-panky going on with the male explorers, though.
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure there are, Ian, but we're talking about 16-year-olds here. In many places, that's marrying age.
It's legal in New Hampshire, but not when it's sexual assault.
Right.
Right. You can legally have sex with somebody who is that age, but if it's, without their consent, then it becomes sexual assault. And further, if there's also the power imbalance, that's also something that's generally considered to be inappropriate. So if he's in charge of the program and having sex with the girls in order to, grant them favors or, prevent them from being punished in some way, then that could be a problem as well.
About the Explorers. This is the Manchester Police Department has been committed to the Exploring Program since the 1970s. The Exploring Program is a program of learning for life, which is an affiliate program of the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, really?
Law Enforcement Exploring is a work site-based program for young men and women who have completed the 8th grade and are...
Younger than I thought. Okay.
14 years of age and... or are 15 years of age, but have not yet reached their 21st birthday. So I guess you just go to this website, Manchester.
Apparently you're going to be exploring more than just how to be a cop.
NH.gov, and you apply for
it. Exploring.
It does make me wonder how often this occurs, right? Like when you have young people, young adults, that's what we're talking about here, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, on up to 21, participating in this program where they're aspiring to be a police officer.
Yep.
They probably think that they can get some help from a police officer. I can assure you that if you get on the good side of a firefighter in the local area that
he's coming to your house first, Mark.
What's that?
He's got to come put your fire out.
No,
first.
You're more likely to get a job. So, for instance, you start out with a volunteer fire department. You hang out with the volunteers that are professionals in
I would agree
the
this
local
goes
cities.
For any business. If you want to get in with a business, go work as an unpaid intern. Go volunteer your time. Hey, I just want to volunteer and just kind of follow you guys and see what's up. Yeah, I mean, give it a month and you'll probably be the first guy in line for whatever job opportunities are available.
All right. Yep.
And hopefully you didn't have to actually have sex with the boss in order to make that happen. There's more coming up here about this cop. He's the police chief now.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about a naughty police officer. Toll-free number, 855-453. Or I should say allegedly. Maybe he didn't actually do what he was being accused of doing, which is sexual assault on a teenage young lady back in around the year 2000 or 1999. There's a one-year time frame wherein at some point he allegedly assaulted the young woman near the boat ramp in Boscawen. At the time, she was in the Police Explorer program, and he was the Boscawen police officer who oversaw said program.
So 15 years ago,
that's right.
It takes this long for this lady to come out. Of course, she's older, more mature, and maybe she doesn't have as much to lose and all, but guess what this guy is now?
He's the police chief.
The police chief. So, I mean, if you're going to sue anybody, if you're going to make allegations of anybody, it's going to be someone in power.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Now, if you're going to take this guy to court, you're likely to get some money from the city. So I don't know. I guess we need to really take this with a grain of salt and sit back and monitor this carefully.
Well, yes.
I mean, this woman could be out of her mind. She could be a crazy person.
She could very well be, but it's not an unbelievable claim.
It's not.
Right? We used to know a police officer who, I won't say his name, but he told me that he had sex with one of the police explorers. Now, it was consensual, ostensibly. But when
you know what the age frame is? Because we're talking about here teenager. From 14 to, well...
I think she was 15 or 16 or something like that. It was okay. 16. I think she was of legal age at the time when he did that. But when he was telling me about that, he made it sound like this wasn't an uncommon thing. That when there are...
It was
these,
expected, probably. You had these...
I wonder about that.
You had young ladies. Yes, it's what you said. Young ladies who like authority figures, who probably have daddy issues, all of the above. Hey, look at these guys in uniforms. Wow. I mean, I don't have, and they probably don't have any, no way in shape or form ever want to be police officers themselves.
Well,
they just want to ride in a car with authority figures.
I don't know about that, Conan. That's a good question. I wonder what percentage of the police explorers, you know, go away and go do something else at the end of the Explorer program, and what percentage of them are actually moved into the police academy and further, you know, getting a job. I don't know what the breakdown is.
Having sex with police officers isn't for them, and they just go on and get a different job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would you want to work, be a, you know, as a police officer when you can get hooked, when you can hitch up with one and take care of his house for him? What's easier?
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. And there is no easier way to get close to the police than to become a police explorer, at least as far as for a young person is concerned. That's the way to get on the inside of the club, and certainly a number of them likely will avail themselves of that option. Now you've got 14 years later, this lady is reporting said assault to the Boscawen police, and... LaRoche apparently will be arraigned as of tomorrow morning. So this is a fresh case. This is literally breaking news up here. And it's also interesting to contrast this to, or compare and contrast it to the other story that happened within the last year or two here in New Hampshire. In fact, when I saw the headline, I thought, is this the same guy? You remember the story about the police chief up here who got charged with taking pictures, nude photos of the... young ladies?
Some gals. Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a girl who was college age. She was maybe about 20 or 21 years old. She had gotten popped. I think she was 20. She'd gotten popped at a college party or something like that for underage possession or whatever, some non-crime, no victim, no crime kind of thing. And when she was taken back to the police station, the police chief, again, the top police official in the given town, the police chief told her, look, I'll go ahead and drop these charges if you'll take some nude pictures down in the basement with me.
Now, has that been proven to have actually happened?
He pled to that one, did he?
I think he did admit some sort of... I don't remember the details on how that one shook out, but I think he basically got, you know, he got busted on that one.
Power corrupts, man.
Right. Well, you know, and does it corrupt, or is it just simply allow the corrupt...
Does it draw the corrupt like a moth to flame?
The answer to that is it does both. Yeah. The fact is that, you know, the corrupt will seek power because they can use that power to do corrupt things. Mm. And that, you know, there's science behind this, that those that are uncorrupted that get power... Often their morals around their use of it suddenly start to get slipperier because they just believe that they know best how to employ it.
And, of course, never be that guy who actually goes against the thin blue line because next thing you know, you're going to have coward spray painted on your wall, on your garage door or whatever, or get thrown out or not get that raise because you're that cop. You're that guy and you can't be trusted. And, you're throwing all your fellow cops under the bus, you horrible, horrible human being.
And sexuality is a funny thing. It's going to, you know, you're putting people in situations and saying, don't think that, don't touch that, don't talk like that. And ultimately, some of them are going to do that. And that's, you know, that's what that is. I'm not advocating for sexual assault or anything like that. I'm just saying when you have, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old young people dealing with just, you know, somebody in power, things are going to happen. That's unfortunate, but that's the problem with power, not the problem with sexuality.
Right, and you said, I'm glad you said in power, because this is not just police officers driving around Explorers. This is youth ministers.
Oh, sure.
This is Boy Scout leaders. This is camp counselors.
Yep.
All these guys. I mean, I'm not that old. I just left all this, a decade ago. I saw it all. I saw all this nonsense. It's rampant.
And this is a different situation, right, than the kind of probably what is a more common situation where an explorer will be paired up with a police officer. They're riding around with them in the car or, you know, the cruiser or whatever. Maybe there's some sexy things going on between those two. They're more of on an even keel. This guy was in charge of the Explorers program. So he's going to come back likely and say, well, this was consensual. I mean, she was of age to consent and she was interested in me. I was, you know, a strapping 30-year-old man at the time, a, you know, well-trained officer. And, you know, I showed her the ways or whatever. And can it be a consensual, truly consensual act when there's a power discrepancy?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you have these underage laws, because of that argument. It's like, you know, can you hold a 14-year-old accountable whenever there's a powerful male or female figure involved who's pushing the buttons, is calling the shots? I mean, can you really compete with that? If it's a, you know, another, if it's a 16 or an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old, I mean, there's more playing ground there.
But at the same time.
So yeah, you have to deal with the power difference. And
well, let me ask you this. This happened almost a decade ago, right?
15 years ago.
And now this guy is
44 now.
Yeah, he's the chief of police. This was him at 30 with a 16-year-old. We're not 100. Now, she's claiming it was sexual assault. And in New Hampshire, the age of consent is 16, so she would have to claim that
that's rape.
Against her will,
right,
as opposed to, you know, for her will, with her will, with her, you know, consent. But I would say that a person should still be fired from their position of power if they exploit a young person in this manner. But if it's reported 15 years later, what do you do about it? He wasn't chief of police back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming up with a different scenario other than what they've got here in the story. I'm removing the sexual assault aspect from it. But if she comes back later and says, you know what, that was really exploitation of me because of my age, and it might take her some years to figure that out. And I think that you should have some level of punishment. What punishment do you mete out on somebody who apparently hasn't done it again and has moved up in their position?
Well, maybe we don't know how many other explorers are going to step out.
This is breaking news. This would be a good idea.
This is literally breaking as of the last 2 hours, so 2 or 3 hours ago. So, you know, this may be the beginning of an avalanche of accusations, or this guy might come back and say, look, she was the sexual aggressor. I was just the person in charge of the Explorers program. She was trying to have sex with every officer in the department.
I was just this big old 200-pound man, and this little girl just took advantage of me.
Well, we'll come back with more
here
in a moment.
She touched me here.
855-450. I'm not saying she took advantage of him, but, you know, she could have been the aggressor. She could have been the one who wanted it. It's possible.
If she's claiming sexual assault.
That's what she's claiming now. 855-453. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
All right, don't let anybody tell you that Christmas doesn't come twice a year, because now it does at guns80.com. All right, here's the deal. They're going to make it happen twice this year just for you. It truly is Christmas in July. That's right, Christmas in July at Guns80.com. A brand new special, a really awesome special every day till the end of the month, through this weekend at least. Guns80.com, go to Guns80.com. All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about some naughty cops, or at least in this case, an allegedly naughty cop. Yet another police officer has been accused of having illegal sex, as in essentially sexual assault, a.k.a. rape, with a 16-year-old young lady in New Hampshire about a decade and a half ago. He's now being charged criminally with that. His arraignment is tomorrow morning. And a quick Google for sex with police explorers.
It doesn't take long.
Will reveal that there are no shortage of stories about this over time out there. And what do you know these men in positions of power with young, attractive people around them, they want to take advantage of that. And they apparently are doing so. We'll talk more about it here with you at 855-450-FREE. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. I was actually looking today, Mark, at a new website that I was recommended, and you know what? I did not write it down. What was it that Eric sent us a link to? It was like CoinCap, I think it was. CoinCap, that's what it was. CoinCap.io. So if you love the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency world, and you want to follow along with which are the most popular cryptocurrencies, because there's something like 500 of them listed on CoinCap.io. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can look at the market cap, which has the largest, well, that's Bitcoin, and the price of the Bitcoin at that time and the volume and all that. The cool thing about CoinCap.io is it's updating them in real time. So you can watch the page and watch the rankings of the different altcoins change around. And I was actually kind of surprised. I hadn't looked at one of these rankings in a while. Dogecoin, number 5. It's climbed the charts, man. Dogecoin's up there. Now, Litecoin is currently number 3, according to the market cap ranking. Ripple's number 2, Bitcoin number 1. Dogecoin's in at number 5, which is pretty awesome. So you can get your Dogecoin, as well as Litecoin and Bitcoin. Some of the top 5 cryptocurrencies in the world over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com, you can do it from your smartphone right through their website. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive with a money order or a check. So easy to get Bitcoin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. And let's go to Doug. He's in Chicago. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Conan, and Mark.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to call and clarify. I looked up the law. I actually went on WMUR, the webpage, and I read the law. And they can charge him when she had been under the age of 18 in New Hampshire for the fact that it had to do with him being in authority over the victim.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, really?
So it could be a sort of a statutory rape situation as opposed to a sort of actual sexual assault?
Correct. We have that, like, here in Illinois, too. I mean, and I'm thinking they have it in California, too, where if, you know, if you are under the age of 18 and you hold, or if the victim should be under the age of 18 and you hold authority over the victim, then you can be charged for that.
Now, are you a law enforcement officer?
No, I'm not. I had my brother a while back. He actually, we had a family member come up here who had been underage, and she tried to get him and me to buy her alcohol. And he took her out, showed her Chicago, you know, and around the metropolitan area. And she claimed that he did inappropriate behavior with them. Now, fortunately, they couldn't prove it. They charged him, and he eventually got let go for the fact that he had other people that came forward to you know, confirm what happened. But you've got to be careful with that type of thing. I mean, people do it for revenge. People do it to get even. People do it, you know.
Yeah, I've seen it happen in my own life where, you know, a situation where I'm nearly certain something wasn't going on and the lady made the claim, and it seemed to be just to get back at somebody. But I'm thinking that this guy's a police chief. He's been around the block a few times as far as accusations go. Really, ultimately, all he has to say is, I never touched that girl. And.
Right. Right, but then you have it fall down to where we're becoming a country where, you know, you're no longer guaranteed the proof that you didn't do it. You know what I mean?
He's got a police union on his side.
Yeah, true. I mean, you now have to prove where we're becoming a country where all an individual will have to do will be to make a claim, and then you're in a whole heap of trouble. I mean, I remember my whole family had with my brother to try to get money together to get him an attorney and try to get him out, you know. And I firmly believe that when you have it happen, that the victim should then pay. You know what I mean? If they're found not guilty,
yeah, absolutely.
Making the claim, the victim should have to pay for everything then. You know, and the government should have to pay for it too. They're the people who charged them. Before I get off here off the phone, I want to let you know too. In Wheeling, we had a cop up here. They're not going to charge him. He had been doing 135. He did not have a license.
He's not going to charge him.
Right. He actually hit and ran over a guy walking down the road.
Jeez.
And he did not have the light bar on. He had nothing to indicate to the public. He had been going down the road, and a guy came on from oncoming traffic going 10 over, 45 and a 35. He made a U-turn to go after him and to catch up to him. He got to about 100 and a 35. And then there's been a guy going from one corner to another. He hit him, killed him, and they're not going to charge him. And my thing on it can be that if you're that negligent where you're doing 100 and a 35, you don't have the light bar active, you had nothing to indicate to the public in, you know, 5:30 in the morning that you're en route to a call, you should go to jail. You're negligent. You know?
I would agree with you on that one. But, I mean, it also goes to show just the danger of police on the road anyway. I mean, if somebody's going 10 miles an hour over the limit and, you know, you're flipping a U-turn, you're speeding up, you're going 20, 25 miles an hour over the limit to catch them, you're turning on these lights and sitting on the side of the road, the lights are designed to catch people's attention. So every person that goes by is, you know, either blinded or looking at what you're doing and not looking at the road. I mean, they create a hazard on the road anyway. If they're pulling somebody over, that person better be a hazard beyond the hazard that's created by the police officer that's pulling them over.
Yeah, I think that you have to come down to another, you know, well, I'm a cop, I can do whatever the hell I want to do, and I have a badge and a gun, and nobody can hold me accountable. I mean, you know, we're all held accountable. If I'm on my phone and I'm driving and I hit and kill anybody, I'm going to jail. You know, them, they get away with it, though. You know?
Yep, they get a pass because they're in the club. Thanks, Doug, for your call tonight. But sometimes their violations of the law are so egregious, the departments can't look the other way. And
they have to make an example and say, hey, yeah, we do our part in making sure the swamp is cleared. But
there's an interesting story published over there's actually a few different locations. Houston Press appears to be the originator of it over in 2011 about the Explorers program, the police explorers. In recent decades, I'm just going to give you an excerpt. This is a four-page long story. In recent decades, more than 100 police officers have had sex with explorers they were entrusted with mentoring. That we know of, right? Those are 100 cases that you heard about because of, you know, something being reported.
How many multiple more?
Thousands, probably. In just the past year, two sheriff's deputies in San Bernardino, California, were arrested for having sex with underage girls. A New York City cop was charged with child sex abuse after sending racy text messages to a 15-year-old. An officer in Bremerton, Washington, was reprimanded for sleeping with an 18-year-old. And a former cop in Burlington, North Carolina, pled guilty to taking indecent liberties with a minor after being accused of having sex with a 14-year-old that he'd taken on ride-alongs.
Oh, jeez.
Explorer program is administered by Learning for Life, a Boy Scouts of America subsidiary formed in 1991. Its programs, which extend far beyond law enforcement, provide more than 110,000 young people each year the chance to see firsthand workplaces in fields ranging from aviation to architecture and the law. The mission, supposedly, is to enable young people to become responsible individuals by teaching positive character traits, career development, leadership, and life skills so they can make moral choices and achieve their full potential. According to the review of Explorer sex abuse cases dating back to the 1970s, it shows the Scouts and Learning for Life waited years to enact rules barring inappropriate contact between police and explorers. And further, back in the mid-1970s, the first law enforcement explorer girls, or LEGs, as they were more commonly known at the time, appeared in the Los Angeles Police Department's rundown Tinseltown outpost. A couple dozen strong, they were among the first girls allowed into the Explorers, which was their Boy Scouts career preparation program dating back to the 1940s. And the LEGs trailed the cops as they patrolled the neon-lit expanses of porn shops, massage parlors, and peep shows on their beats. As a token of their appreciation, the Hollywood cops began taking the Explorer girls, most of them 15 and 16 years old, on overnight weekend camping trips. That tradition endured for more than 2 years until the autumn of 76, when one of the girls, who was uncomfortable with the activities
with the orgy
at the campsite,
that was going on,
complained to department higher-ups. The camping trips, she reported, were little more than orgies. I'll post the full link to that story on our Facebook and Twitter. You can take a look at it at your leisure and check out Conan over at blacksheeprising.org and more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, of course. Meantime, we'll be online at freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.